The first of the three biblical principles for raising children is it is the father's God-given responsibility to train his children.
I'd like you to imagine yourself in this scene. It's the Olympic Games, and you're standing before the judges, but you notice something strange. You and your family are the judging panel. And the event is how you've done as a father. Ooh. You watch yourself on the judging panel and wait to see how you judge yourself as a father. You give yourself a 9.5. That's really great. Okay, next, you see your wife. She hesitates, and then she puts up a score of 8. Oh, not bad. You can live with that. Next on the judging panel are your kids, and they are doing a lot of writing. Their score of you as a father seems to be taking a long time. And then your three kids' scores come up at the same time, and you gasp. And I say, welcome to Champions Arise. I'm Foster Brown, and I'm with Kent Darcy. I bet you're all wondering why you gasped. How did your kids score you as a father? Well, we'll look at how kids score us and at three biblical principles for raising children when we return to Champions Arise.
At Champions Arise, we want you to finish well the race of life. And this series of programs is designed to help. There is no doubt that this world is filled with distractions. Allow for the still small voice of God to break through the cacophony of noises that surround you and determine in your heart to follow His design for your life, marriage, and family. Champions Arise is your program to succeed in what matters most. To learn more about Champions Arise, go to championsarise.org. championsarise.org.
We spent the last couple of programs discussing marriage and what a godly husband looks like. I encourage you to go to our website, championsarise.org, and listen to those programs if you missed them. But today, we're going to turn a corner, and we'll look at fatherhood from a biblical perspective. But before we get to that, Kent, what would your scores be if your family were on the judging panel?
Oh, so that's the way we're going to start, huh? challenging question. I have a good relationship with our three kids.
Are the adults right now?
Yeah. So it's a different dynamic now. Yeah. Thinking back when we're in the midst of it, when our kids were younger, I worked a lot and I would have liked to have spent more time with them. But my wife and I worked hard, to create a Christian home and teach Christian values.
And that's so critically important, Christian values.
Yeah, true. But really how you teach those Christian values is even more important. Mm-hmm. And Lonnie Berger, in his book, Every Man a Warrior, lists three biblical principles on raising children, giving them Christian values that can really help dads be godly fathers and role models for their families and the community.
Okay, so let's take a look at those three principles.
Okay. The first of the three biblical principles for raising children is it is the father's God-given responsibility to train his children. Let me say that again. It is the father's God-given responsibility to train his children. This principle is based on Ephesians 6:4, which states, "Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord." The Amplified Bible gives us an even clearer picture of Ephesians 6:4. It reads, "Fathers, do not irritate and provoke your children to anger. Do not exasperate them to resentment, but rear them tenderly in the training and discipline and the counsel and admonition of the Lord."
I think the King James says nurture and admonition. I like that nurture word. Mm-hmm. A couple of things stood out to me in that version.
Yeah.
Don't exasperate or provoke your children to resentment. And the second was, we are to rear our children tenderly in their Christian training.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really important. And the consequences of not doing that can be severe. I heard of a man who was, he was a successful business owner, but he had not been successful with his children. When he was older, he was working on building project around a house with a friend one day, and the friend happened to ask why his son wasn't helping him on the project. And the businessman's response was, "My son is an idiot. Ooh. He doesn't know how to do anything."
Oh, that's a terrible way to think of your own son and to talk about him that way.
Oh. Yeah, it's just terrible. And when that businessman died a few years later, his son didn't even come to his dad's funeral.
Oh, dear.
I think that's an example of what Ephesians 6:4 means by fathers, do not irritate and provoke your children to anger. Do not exasperate them to resentment. But the other half of that scripture says, instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
Now, does that mean that we sit with our kids and do Bible studies all the time?
All the time? No. But some of us never do it. Our first biblical principle for raising children is it is the father's God-given responsibility to train his children. You know, Ephesians 6:4 does not say, mothers, bring up your children in the training and instruction of the Lord, though they are very important to the process.
Sure.
You know, Ephesians 6:4 does not say churches or youth pastors bring up the children in the training and instruction of the Lord, though they're a part of that too. It also doesn't say private schools bring up the children in the training
or Christian
and instruction
schools.
Of the Lord. Or Christian schools. You know, it doesn't say, it says fathers. Bring up your children in the training and instruction of the Lord.
Okay, I want to stay on this point, but I also want to let any listeners who joined us after this program started to know that this is Champions Arise, where men challenge men to be godly men that God intended us to be. I'm Foster Brown, and I'm with Kent Darcy. Now, Kent, can you give me some examples of what it means to instruct and train our children in the way of the Lord?
Well, you know, one way is to use Jesus as our model. Sometimes Jesus taught in the synagogue, in the church, if you will. But by far, the large amount of his teaching was out in the world, walking through a vineyard, you know, sitting among a group of children, talking by a well with a Samaritan woman, observing things at the temple, you know, where Jesus saw the widow putting in that last mite. And it's interesting to me, that scene at the temple would be equivalent today to sitting with your kids on a bench in the bazaar or at the marketplace or in the food court at the mall. You know, for the man who is having his daily quiet times and knows God's word, there are teaching opportunities everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Deuteronomy 6, 5 and 7 talks about this. It says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. But teaching your children the Bible is also done without words. In our last couple of programs, we spoke about being godly husbands. And you don't need to teach your children the words, husband, love your wives as Christ loves the church and gave himself for her. You live it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they should experience it in your home. So when they do hear that verse in church, they think, wow, that's just like mom and dad.
Yeah, that's really good. That certainly makes sense. Mm-hmm. So what is the second biblical principle for raising kids?
Okay. The second biblical principle is children get their self-image from what they believe their father thinks about them.
Oh, that is really deep.
Mm-hmm. Proverbs 17:6 says, the glory of children are their fathers. And my friend, if that's not true in your home, I encourage you to learn this simple formula. Time equals love. Time equals love.
Mm-hmm.
Not things equals love. And I would also say to your children, a paycheck isn't love either.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure some of you are thinking, that paycheck puts a roof over their heads. That's love. No, that is something God commands you to do, to provide for your family.
Right.
Love is what nurtures their souls and reveals to your children what our Heavenly Father is like. And I'd say this is true even with teenagers. I mean, the time spent may be different with them, but it's still important to have. And I'll give you an example. Lonnie Berger, the author of Every Man a Warrior, tells the story of a medical doctor who worked many hours, made lots of money, but was having trouble with his kids. So Lonnie counseled the doctor, and he decided one Saturday to cancel his golf game.
Which he felt he deserved because he had worked so hard.
And he does. I mean, he does. But this Saturday, he stayed home and he played basketball for a couple hours with his kids in the driveway. And he enjoyed himself, but he didn't think much more of it. However, later that weekend, each of his kids came to him separately and said, Dad, thanks for playing ball with us.
Wow. I bet that had a big impact on him.
Well, it did. He decided that he only had his kids for a few years before they were grown and gone. I mean, they were 12, 14, and 16.
Mm-hmm.
So he stopped playing golf so much. And when this father took that step, his children received the message, you are important enough for me to change my schedule and spend time with you. You are worth my attention.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
You know, Time with kids can mean grabbing a meal at the local fast food place with a young child, or playing a game with your older child, or listening to music with your teen, maybe running together, you know, whatever interest is, you know. Yeah. I mean, you make time to do it with them. And if that means grabbing lunch and shopping for dresses with your daughter, yeah, do that.
Oh, boy. Well, at least that way you can make sure it covers all the important things.
Very true. Spoken like a true dad. But my friends, whatever you do, the time you spend with your children now, you'll never regret later.
Never, no. So our first biblical principle for raising children was it's the father's God-given responsibility to train his children. Yeah. And the second principle was children get their self-image from what they believe their dad thinks about them. Mm-hmm. All right, Kent, then what's a third biblical principle on raising children?
Well, the third biblical principle for raising kids is the word spoken to a child will determine his or her destiny. And I'll say that again. The words spoken to a child will determine his or her destiny. And the scripture that we match with this is Proverbs 18, verse 21, which says, the tongue has the power of life and death. Mm-hmm. And Ephesians 4, 29 says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. You know, as men, when we speak with our kids or our wives, that scripture should come to our minds. Only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, and that it may benefit those who listen. And Foster, this may not have been modeled for us. You know, many men who are listening had fathers who were either absent physically or mentally, you know, meaning they were in the home, but they never applied the principles.
Or emotionally, too. Yeah.
True, yeah. Remember the story of the businessman that we told about his son, calling him an idiot. I wonder what his father was like. But the good news, my friend, is you can choose to apply these principles regardless of what type of father you had.
And you know, Kent, these principles are excellent. But what about the man who is listening who hasn't applied the principles because he just didn't know them?
Yeah.
And now his kids are either in their teens or they're gone. They're out of the house. Is it too late for him?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, God can do amazing things with a man who submits to him. If you have kids, say young kids, start today. Yeah. If you have teens, it may take a little effort and persistence to get into their world, you know, maybe even an apology. But if you're maintaining your quiet times with God and staying in his word, he will guide you.
That's it.
And if your kids are grown, maybe invite them out to eat and tell them that you're just learning what you should have done. Maybe apologize to them and ask for a second chance. Don't be pushy, but don't give up either.
Amen.
And never forget that your wife is a part of your parenting team. Seek her advice. You know, God created her to be intuitive when it comes to relationships.
Yes, she's an expert in that area. Mm-hmm. Hey, thanks, Ken. Mm-hmm. You know, we can all be encouraged that God wants us to turn our hearts toward our children, and he wants to equip us to be godly fathers.
Champions Arise founder Edmund Speaker talks about the need for men of valor and character.
I had the privilege to have in my life great role models of men of valor and character. Today, saying that the difference between a man and a boy is the price of his toy stabs me in the guts. We can do better than that. Our families and our society are in urgent need for men of valor who stand up for what is right. Our program will help men to do exactly that.
You can learn more about the Champions Arise movement when you go to championsarise.org.
Thank you for listening to Champions Arise, where men are equipped and strengthened to meet their God-given potential. Today we discussed how God wants to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children. This program was based on Lesson 5 in the book Every Man a Warrior, Volume 2 by Lonnie Berger. You can learn more about his book and listen to this or any of the programs in this series at our website, championsarise.org. I'm Foster Brown with Kent Darcy. Thank you for listening to Champions Arise. May God mold you into the man he knows you can be.